Want to share a couple of things and then maybe I'll come on later. I have some research I have to do, but I just want to share with you two things. One is I will be doing I'll be co-hosting a radio show here in my area tomorrow. It is called Broadcasters. It will be live on Fedbook. Also, it will be on 95.3 FM in Boston, WSMN in Boston, which is 1590 AM. Myself and this other woman, Sophia, we are going to be addressing the child pedophilia, child trafficking, and then we're actually going to connect it to the trauma that's based into so many people who suffer from this and how it's being carried on generation to generation and almost becoming normalized, which is just sickening in itself, and the impact that it has on some people. We're going to be touching, if you haven't seen the movie, which is really a documentary, Spotlight, and that is about the priests in Boston that were, over 1,000 priests in the Boston area have been accused of pedophilia. Over 1,000 priests in the Boston area have been accused of pedophilia. And in fact, it goes all the way to cardinal law and to the Vatican itself. So we're going to be talking about that. That's at noontime tomorrow. What did I say? 95.3 FM, WSMN 1590 AM, and on Fedbook, it'll be the Broadcasters. So it's going to be good. Sophia and I have a really good energy between us, so the show should be pretty fire. The other thing I want to share with you, and I'm going to do a little more research and come back and touch base on this, is one is if you have not gone to the Fullerton Report, I would go and check out the information he's sharing and what's going on. I've been following him, Joe Imbaro. I always mangle words. But he's sharing a lot of information about the frequencies, and he's actually talking about the 5G right now and the earbuds, the air pods. And he's saying what that's going to do with the 5G is, because that technology is here, it's going to be able to triangulate the technology and actually suffocate you, to steal the oxygen from you, because it's all connected, because you already have the AirPods in, and then what's going on with there. And I'm wondering if those AirPods have anything to do with some of the programming some people are enduring. The other thing is I want to show you, I've talked about it a couple times, when Hocus and I did a live, we talked about Samsung's Unspoil Me, which is a TV that you can watch something on, and then you can program it, it'll erase your memory, and you can go back in and watch that same program again, which is fucking crazy. But let's look at what Samsung has done now, shall we? Okay, let's look at what these motherfuckers have done now. So, here it is. So they are going to, 6G will bring in digital twins, Samsung says, in 2 years they're ahead of schedule. So once they release something, it's already happening, right? So Samsung has revealed plans for 6G technology, which is only designed for computers, by the way. 5G and 6G have nothing to do with human beings, and they're only technological connections. So it says Samsung has revealed its plans for 6G technology, outlining its vision for digital twins of physical selves. Now this is important because this is the line where the virtual and the real are getting completely blurred, and they're integrating the augmented reality into both. Ready? In research papers published on Wednesday, the South Korean smartphone giant stated that there will be three key 6G services: immersive extended reality, XR, high fidelity mobile hologram, and digital replicas. Digital replicas. Within the advanced sensors, AI, and communication technologies, it will be possible to replicate physical entities, including people, devices, objects, systems, even places in a virtual world. This is so alarming. In a 6G environment, through digital twins, users will be able to explore and monitor the reality in a virtual world without temporal or spatial constraints. This is alarming. Okay. Users will be able to observe changes or detect problems remotely through the representation offered through digital twins. So, you can go and read the rest of the article. Let me, turn around. Hi. So basically what they're going to be doing is creating, which we already have discussed, is they're creating another us in the digital world. And from there, what happened? Where did I go? Why is this? What the hell? What is wrong with this thing? I don't know how to fix this right now. I don't know what's going on with my phone. Are you kidding? Hi. I don't know. I can't see tapping. I don't want to do that. So let's not. I can't get back on my screen. Do you believe this? Ah, hi. Oh my gosh, you have no idea. I hate technology today. I fucking hate it. Aside from being attacked by this shit all day and messing with my mood, this shit has been going berserk. So, and it will not, I can't even post a roller skating video. I wanted to share with you like this hot little video me and one of my friends did, roller skating. And I can't even post that shit. I'm trying to change the algorithms, but it ain't working. So this blur between the augmented and the virtual, I'm pretty sure is already taking place. They always tell us stuff in reverse. So take a look at that article. It's through Independent. What is it? It is independent .company.uk, and you can find the article there, and it's going to explain more to it from there. So if they're telling us that they're literally creating a virtual us that can step into, let's refresh this for a second. So they're going to create a virtual version of us that's able to, a digital version I guess you could say, that's able to go into the virtual world and interact. This is an alarming situation. Hi. Because, let me see if I get this to stand up more. It's blurring those lines. And we already have that those lines completely blurred for a lot of people between the two technologies. So this is just another step for them to do that. And they're already doing it. They're already integrating in that. It's so crazy. So I have a feeling that besides what's already turned up in these devices since the lockdown, that they're already testing and running the other versions of us or themselves in this virtual realm, which basically we're already in a virtual reality. So Samsung has the TV that erases your memory so you can rewatch something, and now they have created a digital version of us 2 years ahead of schedule in the virtual. So my question is your reality real? I ask it all the time. How do you know if your reality is real? The more that is being released is the more that is pointing to the fact that we're in a system. That we are not outside of a system, but that we're actually, let me unplug this, hold on. That we're actually inside of a system. Isn't that funny how fucking advanced technology does not work properly? Hi. So, let me see what's going on here. I had to come live because I can't post. So, which is so stupid with this shit. I really want to throw my computer through the fucking window today. The feed's freezing. I'm not surprised. I am not surprised. When I tell you my devices are pretty much, I don't know what's going on. I can't figure out the censorship. I had to go through a whole thing to change my coding. I had to look up some shit to change the coding in my Mac just to be able to have it do searches, because anytime it would go to like bullshit searches, but it would not align to any searches that had to do with, you know, truth or finding that in that way. Also, I posted a clip from a video from the Fullerton Report, and where Joe talks about that Buttar and Shiva are both shills. Now, I have been seeing a lot, and I'm not being judge and jury, I'm just being someone who's been in this truth community for a long ass time. And I know how difficult it is for most of us to build a substantial following or to even get people to our pages because of the shadow banning and all of the censorship. So when these new accounts are coming in and you're a new truther and you got fucking 50,000 new followers, go fuck yourself, because the chances are is that you're a shill. You're playing a little double agent shit. I get sent sometimes, I'm not going to name them right now, but I get sent videos sometimes from certain accounts and I ignore them because I don't believe that these people are sincere. Like, how are you all of a sudden a new truther, right? But you're on a 5G panel and you're on TV and you're on all these news things. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is the shit that keeps going on, and this is the illusion to the illusion, right? This is the bullshit that they keep feeding us. So all of these actors and actresses and dancers and all this other shit, when all their stuff got taken away and they couldn't do that anymore, then they switched over to the truther community because they can't keep their fucking face off of this shit. And I know I'm swearing a lot, but I'm hella aggravated today over all this shit. That makes me feel better. Air them out. I will eventually. I would rather people find it out for themselves, be able to go and look and see, you know, so to be able to go and look and see what's taking place, so that I'm not telling you, that you're making this assessment by yourself. So it says, yeah, so she, according to Joe on the Fullerton Report, that Shiva and Buttar are both shills. And here's what he says. He says, first of all, you're looking to medical doctors to save you from a medical tyranny. It doesn't even make sense. Now, I know when I haven't made a full decision yet, but I will tell you that I have had my questions on Buttar because he has been in the military and all of a sudden he's blowing up, right? And then Dr. Shiva, I went to his thing at the State House, and he's been in my neighborhood, and I talked to him a couple times. But here's the thing that Joe discusses. He says you cannot get either one of them to talk about 5G, the 60 megahertz, or what's actually going to take place. The one that I posted, and there's another one that I'll post too because it's hell of informative. I'll do it later. Maybe I'll bring it up. But he talks about looking at your devices in your home. If you have certain devices, he says the 5G can't come into your home unless you invite it in. This is how it's going to work. So if you invite 5G into your house, meaning by getting a 5G phone, by upgrading your services, by doing that shit, then you're going to allow that beast in your house. We have the choice not to allow it. There's a certain code. I don't think I'm going to be able to find it. 828 AD. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if that's it. This is another one. This is a really good one right here. This one right here. So this is where you want to go. You want to go to the Fullerton Informer. This is another one I had just watched, but his page in general is great. I'm not connected. Shit. Of course not. Right. So his page in general, let me hook this up. Let me come back. Hold on. Not having so much fun with technology today, I will tell you. So let me come back to it. His page is really good, and he has been breaking stuff down for years. Like, he talks about the 5G, he talks about the frequencies. This is what I'm talking about. Look, I just plug my thing in, so it should work. It's saying I'm not connected to the internet. I am connected to the internet. I am. But he talks about how Shiva and Buttar, that they're very controlled in what they're talking about, and they talk about our immune system. He also talks about how all viruses are made up. He says that they talk about, like, Buttar talks about Ebola and stuff like that. Ebola really isn't a real thing, according to some of the stuff. It's just kind of made up, you know, that, oh, obviously it was from monkeys. And get the fuck out of here. This is just craziness that's going on. Our immune system and stuff. Go check him out and see what's going on there. I got 4G. They're trying to upgrade this stuff. I mean, they're just doing that. Buttar, maybe. I don't like his website and his info. You have to put in. So, here's, if you go, it's gone now. But if there was some, it was the Friends of David Goldberg. and a couple other sites, and they specifically talked about how a lot of YouTube especially is shill accounts, and they're government run accounts or they're bot accounts, and they 100% tell you facts. They will tell you absolute truths, but they will steer you away from other topics, and they will keep you in a certain area of conversation too. So it's not necessarily that they're not giving information, it's just what are they doing and how are they controlling the masses. Now, I can't say who they are and what they're doing, but you know, we have a military man who's a doctor who all of a sudden is blowing up all over social media, and he's having conversations and lives with other new truthers. Really? Okay, sure, I'm gonna buy it.
I'm not.
Let's see. So let me just see this. I'm not gonna hang here too long. Is there a 1G? I think it started off, I don't know what was before. I think it was 3G, 4G. Is it 4L, 4 Lite or something too? So the fact is just because someone puts out great information does not mean that they are on our side completely. It doesn't mean that. It just means that this is, you know, they can't control us through the Hollyweird anymore, because pretty much everyone is catching on to that. That's gone. L-E-T-E. Thank you. So now they're going to start using these actors, actresses, and others to control the narrative. So again, you know, if all of a sudden in 5-6 months time you have over 60,000 followers, you either fucking bought them or you're getting them put in your place. There's no, I can't imagine, because I've seen some of these accounts that have grown, right? And what they're putting out is an opinion, not facts, not the, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? So everyone can make their own evaluation. I'm not here to control that thought process, just to let you know that the shit's going on. I don't watch a lot of his because he sticks. He does. And you know, it's interesting because I clicked on his live last night, Buttar, for a second. And in it, he specifically said, I don't want to always be talking about COVID, but I always am. Really? You're a doctor. You don't have anything else to talk about? Nothing? Just the same thing over and over again? Not the fact of what the 5G is doing, or the connection between where the 5G has been installed and where these people are having flu-like symptoms? Or if you've been in the military, right, I would assume that you would know about this advanced technology that they have, right? And you would be educating people on the fact between the advanced technology that you've already used in wars and that's already taking place and what's here. Like, why wouldn't a military doctor discuss the God gene with us that they sprayed all over the Middle East with this fucking spray that's supposed to disconnect us in our brains from source? Why wouldn't he talk about that? You've been in the wars. You've been there, right? But you don't talk about any of that? None? You know? So, go check out the Fulton Report. Go watch that stuff. Be mindful of these accounts that are blowing up and trying to control the narrative. Like, I just can't, in my mind, I'm not saying I'm right, but I just can't make this connection between you're a truther and now all of a sudden you're on panels and you're on boards and all of these odd people are connecting. How? How? In this big, huge thing. How? Perhaps. But I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. So let me just see what's going on here. So my research strategy is I go in back doorways. I don't... say if I want to find out about a vaccine, I'm not gonna go in a direct avenue for it. Maybe I'll go to Google Scholar and I'll find out the peer review reports on a vaccine and go that way. Like when I was researching EpiPens, you're gonna find a lot more about adrenochrome through your research in EpiPens than you'll ever find out in a direct research for adrenochrome. Because if you just look for adrenochrome, you're only gonna have certain answers. But if you go and research the actual EpiPen itself, then in there, they're going to tell you that there's been independent, I think it was like 12 independent studies, but there's been independent studies done on the adrenochrome and how it affects and what's going on in that way. So, and then you just kind of you know, it's like one, if you go in a different avenue, that will give you some information, and then usually you can start connecting and make your own assessments through there. But if, when you just go for direct research, we're not going to find what we're looking for. YouTube is so corrupt. It's just disgusting. I mean, it's just absolutely disgusting. Instagram is so bad right now too. I mean, for me, I don't know how it is for anyone else, but like I said, I can't post any videos. I have to go live in order to communicate because this shit is so stupid. I'm surprised my computer and my phone didn't get smashed today, because the energy coming through was not in a good place. I don't know. I don't get this. Wait, adrenal chroma is in the proper. I don't know what. Can you explain that? I don't understand your question. RFK Jr. and the Children's Health Defense. You know, there's mixed things on it. I've heard that he is in favor of vaccines in general. It's just the how fast they are and the amount they are. You know, from some of my research with vaccines, It's the amount of vaccines that is the problem. But it's not just the amount of vaccines, it's what's in the vaccines. You know, if you had a vaccine that was something specifically for to aid someone or to help someone, then that may not be a problem. But when the vaccine is being fast-tracked, when the vaccine is, you don't know what's in it. I'll come on later. I can't, like, they won't hook up, so I had some information to show you, but is it here maybe still? Maybe I still have it open. Let me see if I can get it to work. Shit aggravates me. You have no idea. You have no fucking idea. Adrenal chrome and EpiPen, it was a spelling error. So we're the only country that actually calls it epinephrine. Every other country calls it adrenal chrome. They use genetic experience to turn the double helix and the DNA into a quadruple helix. They can add a whole strand of DNA to it. I think that we have more than one. I don't think that they've told us the real truth about our DNA and what it does. Like, when I watched the thing with Aurora the other day, let me see if I can bring this up. When I watched the thing with Aurora the other day, she was talking about how our DNA actually opens and closes and dances and has like this whole movement. It's not a stagnant strand the way that we've been told it was. The heavy metals are brutal. I mean, we breathe them in. It's in our water. I've been looking into reverse osmosis water things. So this is what I'm talking about. Look what happened. Let me see if I can change it. No. So, look, I had this on, and now look, this is my page now. Look, I had the information up here, and now this is what I got. Fucking thing. I swear. It was, maybe it's this one. Ah, I found it. Okay. So here, this one highlights, this is some of the stuff that's in vaccines, right? So here's the address. It's FDA.gov files vaccines, okay? And in here, this specifically talks about the adverse effects, right? So here's your adverse reactions to it that no one ever looks up. And these are in all of the vaccines themselves. So you can go and check this out. It's a whole, you know, it's a whole document here, but it has a shitload of information in here. Warnings and precautions, doses and forms. So this is the stuff that they're not talking to us about. Let me see. Oh, here's the osmosis. So that's the Samsung, and that's it again. All right, so let me come back. Hi. Let's see what we got. You do use reverse osmosis? I want to get one. They're expensive. Do you have your under your sink or on a counter one? Because I can't, my building's so old, there's no way I can, Guru? Okay. I can't, there's no way I can hook it up in my thing. Heavy metal detox smoothies are great. I agree. They cost a lot of money. You know, it is unfortunate that these things for our health cost a shitload of money, but imagine how much money it is when we're sick, right? Or when we're trying to fix our health when it's too late. It's like, I said to someone one day, we were talking about something, and I said, it's interesting because a lot of people go out to dinner and spend $100 with their friends easy on dinner and drinks. But then when it comes to buying a water filter or something that benefits us, they're like, oh, it's so much money. But you went out twice over the weekend and spent $300. No problem. On what? You know, it's that where do we want to invest it? You know, we have to invest it. Hi, Mama. Hi, Chica. My girl. You know, where do we want to invest our time? Where do we want to invest our money? You know, because that the payoff in that will be huge, because you'll be healthier, you'll be happier, we'll be getting the medals out. You know, in Boston, you know, one of the biggest, now that I know, right, one of the biggest jokes is Boston water's the best water. Boston water's good water. No, it fucking ain't. No, it ain't. All water has lead, has chlorine, and has fluoride in it. And the chlorine has been mind-boggling to me, because I really wasn't aware of it until not too long ago. And if you, I don't know if you've ever seen, but they do the little studies where they have two glasses of water, right? So in this glass of water, they have, both of them have the water, and the water contains chlorine. So they put some drops in this and it shows the chlorine. Pour it at the same time. This glass of water, they put their hand in it, they take the hand on it, they put the little drops in it, there's no chlorine because it's stuck to the hand. That's how fast the transfer is. And then when we heat up the showers and it comes out through there, we're actually breathing it in. It's fucking demons that run this place for sure. Yeah, there's pharmaceuticals in there. Hey, what's going on, Dorian? Holding this to you. Let's see. Ah, the birth control. I'm going to have to come back. So on the Fullerton Report, he specifically talks about this birth control, because he said he did this a few years ago. So these birth control, especially the ones that are inside, or the patches and stuff, and then you have the tablet right on your reproductive organs, right? Most people do. They just put it on their lap right there. Well, those devices are actually working with the fucking birth control to cause other problems and to do stuff in our system. You know, how it changes the hormones in us. He's good. Just go and watch some of his stuff. It's so mind-opening. You could just keep going and going with what he's talking about. But it's all connected. All this shit that they're doing. So infuriating today. I don't know why, but today is just like one of those days. Call me. I don't call anyone. You can call me. Call. Hi, drama. Okay. So for anyone, I just want to show this again, just for those who just came in now, because I find this to be important. This is the article here. And this is talking about how 6G will bring in digital twins. So basically, Samsung now has created another us that can interact in the virtual world, right? Representation offered by digital twins. So right here, in the 6G environment, through digital twins, users will be able to explore and monitor the reality of a virtual world without temporal or spatial constraints. Users will be able to observe changes and detect problems remotely throughout the presentation of the digital twins. Also, I saw this FedBook thing that these psychos now want to show you how great it's going to be to have your brain type shit out on fucking FedBook. So they want to push this integration between the AI system and your mind, so that you don't have to type anything out anymore, that you can think it and it's going to type it out. Once that connection's made, how will you even know if you're in control of your own thoughts anymore? Like, you get a thought in your head. Most people aren't even going to consider the fact that the thought isn't their thought, that it's another entity in there. And this is where that danger is going to start taking place. I think that the people who are insane with these masks, that they've already had a form of invasion. I mean, I've had them that they're arguing with me over a mask. I said, the fact that the box tells you the mask doesn't work and you're arguing with me, you have a mind virus. Like a real fucking mind virus, because it says it doesn't work, but you're still making an argument for it. And I said that to a friend of mine. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you have a mind virus. Like, don't bother me with your mind virus, because I can't figure out the connection. I don't know if it's with people who wear AirPods. I don't know if it's the ones who are on these devices all the time, maybe the ones who had the vaccines already, maybe it has to do with the flu vaccine. I don't know what the connection is, but there has to be some AI connection that transferred between that. And to reiterate what I had said before with Bill Gates, you know, Bill Gates, I think it was like two and a half years ago, had a TED Talk. And very specifically in that TED Talk, he said, the next epidemic is coming through a computer screen. So while everyone's walking around suffocating themselves and on their little devices, this is what I see. I see AirPods, right? Masks and devices. It's very alarming. Very alarming, because the zombie apocalypse is going to happen. You can go to CDC, and well, now that they're defunded, but anyway, you can go to the CDC and they actually have a whole plan for the zombie apocalypse. They already know what's going to happen because they must have already been testing it on people. We're in a battle for our souls right now. We're getting close to end game. There's so much bullshit, so much confusion, so many fake accounts now out there. I'm real. I'm here for your best interest. Okay. Sure you are. Sure you are. We have the mass media feeding frequencies all the time. Zeolite, bio nanotechnology, what are they doing? We're so far more advanced than we even know, as far as the technology. I mean, I don't even know who we are anymore. I mean, I know who our souls are. My soul is. I'm a different soul, but this whole thing is so crazy right now. So I'm pretty sure there has to be some type of a connection between the people who have fucking lost their minds with these masks and the some type of a digital aspect, some type of a digital control. Maybe they have a digital entity that has downloaded into their system themselves, and that's why they are. You know, Aurora's talked about it. Max has talked about it. Og has talked about it. There's been so many people who talk about these digital entities that want to come into our system. And to loop around to the fact where I have posted that video of, I mean, some pictures of that time I took a picture of me and there was that circle in my eye, and then I saw the host, which is the exact same thing. And when I tell you, when I was really sick, I was in a battle for my soul. I know I was in a battle for my soul because there was shit that was in my head that I would never think of, I would never say, and I could feel what was taking place. Not everybody's in tune with themselves like that, but I could feel what was taking place. So had I not fought so hard, I'm pretty sure I would have lost myself a long time ago, that I would have been completely not the same at all. So it's funny, Trump all the way, Trump down. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. I mean, I would like to keep some optimism going because it creates a better energy that we're flowing out there. But I don't know. I mean, you know, and I just all this shit all the time about the forced vaccines and this forced this. For as long as I have been a truther, we have been talking about forced vaccines. How many years? Like, is that in itself a form of control? Because we're already tagged and tracked. We're already there. Yep, Dorian has his Truther Tuesday tonight, 9:33 Eastern Standard Time. It's always dope. Make sure you tune into that. So let's see. But I'll tell him. I will tell him, Dorian. His fucking shit's crazy. And the frequencies are mad crazy today. I don't know who else is feeling that, but it is. They're pretty intense. So I don't know whose side, you know, Trump is on. It would be great to think he's on our side. There has been a shitload of gold that's been transferred into the United States. In fact, the United States right now contains the most gold out of everybody. We have the most gold here in the month of March alone, because they've been transferring it in every month from Switzerland. But in March alone, 131.8 tons of gold were transferred from Switzerland into the United States. But now we have all this shit, the coin shortages. There's no fucking coin shortage. Everybody has a coin thing in their house. It's the way for them to control the narrative. You know, in just this short amount of time, they have redesigned the school system, right? And aside from installing the 5G, it's going to fuck up all these kids' minds. But aside from that, they have redesigned the entire, so what, we'll say 6 months' time, right? They've redesigned the school system. They have psychologically changed so many people's mind where fucking corona, the mind virus, is their god. Everything is corona. Everything. Everywhere I go, put a mask on. No, I have an illness. Put a mask on. No, I have an illness. No, no. My illness is not being ill by this shit. So in this short period of time, they have literally rewired, right, most people's outlook. We'll say the majority of the people, they're mask wearers and they're, you know, I got into an argument. This is the same girl who I told had a mind virus, right? Now, she's in the medical industry and her and I had this conversation. And this is what she said to me. I know that it's less than 1% of the people who are getting sick, but we still need to be considerate for other people and wear a mask. Considerate? Not for ourselves, not for self-love, not for who we are, but we're supposed to be considerate because the TV and the news told you, and all of these fake actors and actresses now are on there telling you, ooh, be considerate, be considerate. Dr. Oz, who else did they have? They have all these people out here now. It's such a consideration. And now these little robots are repeating the same thing back. So for me, I would say step one in the alien invasion and the digital alien invasion is already in place with this. And the corona, the mind, is being taken over by these AI beings. That this is why these people don't have this empathy anymore, why they're walking around with apathy, why they're so concerned about everybody else not having a mask on. You got a mask on. What are you worried about? It's just crazy. Let's see. Let me go back to here. Favorite day of the week, Truth or Tuesday. It is scary. I'm sure that thank you. I'm sure that these digital beings are already taking place, that they're already possessing people. Let's see. I don't know who's honestly at this point. Here's my quandary with what's going on as far as Trump. Okay. Why are we being paid? Why are we in some sense being made sure that we're okay, that we have some, like, the extra $600 or the stimulus checks? I know we're getting taxed on them. I know it comes out of our money. But what I'm saying is this some conditioning that we think that, oh, they're on our side, this is what we're gonna do, look at how great it is, we're getting paid to live. In the meantime, they're switching the system over to a cashless society, which means, I was reading something, so it said that, for example, you're a family of four, right? And mom and dad, you have a tough time making ends meet. Everybody has a tough time making ends meet, right? So you have a tough time making ends meet. Well, now in a cashless society, you cannot get a job on the side and make extra money. You can't. You cannot have zero extra money coming in anywhere because every single dollar and penny is trackable now. That's a problem. That's a really big problem because what are they going to do? So now they have everybody in a cashless society. And then what's next? The social crediting, the same as e-Estonia and the same as Skynet, right? That they're going to have the same social crediting. So if I'm speaking out, I'm not going to have any fucking credit. I'm not going to be able to spend any money. I'm not going to be able to do that. So this is a scary situation. This is something that, like, they're not running out of. How do they run out of coins in 6 months' time? Over all the years that they've been printing coins, what, these coins just disappeared? Where the fuck did they go? Like, this is the stuff people don't think about. Oh, I'm just gonna use my card. You're never gonna be able to make another dollar on the side ever again in your life. You buy a bag of weed, they're gonna know. How are you gonna buy a bag of weed? How are you gonna buy anything without them knowing every single step that you take? This whole system needs to be destroyed. Absolutely destroyed. The matrix is real. We are so inside this matrix. We are inside of it. They make the money in the mints. Yeah, but how does all of a sudden we have a complete money shortage? So Dorian says the quantum computer needs us to be a slave in order to continue and to evolve. So how do we come out of the quantum computer? Because if we're in it, how do we step outside of it? Like, how do we get out of this? Is it just our energy? Is it our avoidance to it? I've been telling the boys the same thing, to smoke weed. Like, how are you going to... It's funny now, because one of the people that I get my weed from, now other people are, Vimo, whatever, however you say it. They're doing their transactions like that. Really? Everything's traceable. They can track it all. Because now they're going to be saying, oh, here it is. Coin shortage because of Nasara Jassara. How did we run out of coins? That's what I want to know. How is it for as long as the Federal Reserve and as long as they've been making money that we've had coins that all of a sudden in 6 months, what did some like big old beast that eats coins come and consume them all? How are they all gone? Like, how is it that just all of a sudden we have the shortage? Or is it another form of mind control? Right? Another tiptoe, or to quote David Icke, another tiptoe I'm having the hardest time speaking today. You know what I'm saying, government, right? That this is their way of changing the system, right? Little by little. Oh, we don't have coins, but you can use your card. Just use your card. Just use it for everything, right? And then what? They control every aspect. So now if they want to shut off the cards, that's it? We can't buy food. You can't take care of your family. You can't do anything, right? Because they're doing that. I can't even speak when I'm reading it. Totalitarian. Oh my gosh. I know some of you out there are definitely victims of these attacks of frequencies, so that you overstand what I'm saying. Today is one of those days with me. Like, I had a friend who was like, come on over to the pool. I'm like, I don't think today's a good day for me to come to the pool. I need to deal with the attacks and the emotions going on right now. I need to be with myself and just be... I got those old coins in a gallon jug. That's what I'm saying. Like, most of those jugs too, when you empty them out, they're like $100 to $500. It's no joke what's in there. There's only a shortage of coins that they have, actual silver in them. The older coins, they use the new ones, are whack. So, yeah. You know what's interesting? Just a total side note is that I had... one of my researchers, and they were talking about coins and they were talking about different things. Well, the J people, can't say it, but that one of the reasons that they put ridges on the coins is because they used to scrape the silver off of the fucking coins. So they put the ridges on it so they couldn't take the silver off the coins anymore. But we don't have, like, I don't get it. Like, who ate all the coins? Who ate them? But no one did. It's just another bullshit, and they keep saying it over and over again. There's a coin shortage. So rather than people questioning the narrative of being a coin shortage, they're like, thank you, Kaze. They're like, they're mind controlling everybody by the repetition over and over and over again. We have a coin shortage. We have a coin shortage. Oh, look, there's a coin shortage. No, there's not. Kaze says they're being taken out of circulation. But this year, they printed the quarters with the bats on them. Let me see if I can get this. Hold on. Do you know that the... where's my bag? Oh, here it is. That the $20 bill has a fucking mask on it? Let me show you. Yeah. Fucking $20 bill actually has a mask on it. $20 bill. He's wearing a mask. He's wearing a fucking mask. You see? They put it in our face all the time. So the new quarters have a bat on it, and the $20 bill, if you fold it, has a mask on it. And one of the videos, I have to find that now that I just said that. One of the videos said that these dollars, especially the larger ones, actually has listening devices inside of them. I would believe it. I would totally believe it. But this is what they're doing. So they printed quarters this year with bats. They got $20 bills with masks on it. It's like a mockery of everything that we do, right? Or everything they're doing to us. Ha ha, it's in your face. Ha ha. They have the tech. Yes, they do. They are 100 years advanced. Like, if they're talking about right now, Samsung being able to create a digital version of us that can interact in the digital world, where are we? Like, we are in this system. We're the Russian doll inside the Russian doll inside the Russian doll, and we can't even see beyond those bubbles. We're so buried inside. I hate wearing these glasses, but I can't read without them. And then the other is the pulsing from these phones. If you ever video a phone to a phone and you see the waves going across the screen like this, right? When you video it, that's the shit that's bugging out everyone's vision. That's why everybody's having such a hard time seeing. It's literally having an impact on our eyes. They are turning us into Sims. They're trying to convert us from a battery, right? That we are, this natural battery, into a source for them to just fucking just drain. Let's see. The $100 bills. I don't know if I have that. I don't know if they have. Let me see what they have on them. So they have that lovely. What is that? What is that thing, right? It's just a hologram. Of course, that's just what it is. So I think this one, it's this line. Let's see if I can do this. Oh, I'll do it right here with this light. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. It's that line. That one, and there's another one that's supposed to be in here, but I think it's that that's under there that has the listening. But look at this. Like, what is that? It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. Everything's... And they're all Dutch. I'm so frustrated today. They control our avatars. They're trying to. They're definitely trying to. If we're not, that's the thing. I've said it before. Dorian has said it. My other friends have said it. If you are not aware of self, they will take yourself and you will never know. I've said it before. I know for a fact I have a friend who's already been replaced. It's sad, but I know. I know I've known this person a long time and this is not the person that I once knew. It's not. And it's almost like once you see it, you can almost detect the AI being inside that person. Because I have a friend. Let me give you this. Let me tell it this way. I have a friend who used to be super, super strong, right? When we became friends, she was like this super strong, powerful woman who like didn't take shit and was like, you know, a force to be reckoned with. Now, it's like an energetic parasite. Like everything is horrible. Everything happens to her. And it's like this draining that whenever you speak, she wants your energy. She needs your energy. Like she has to have your energy. And even if I would say this is going on with me, like, you know, when you need a friend to talk to and you're like, oh, let me talk to you about something. Rather than just being a sounding board, it's an emotional board. It's like, really? Because if it's something horrible, like I should be the one crying. Why are you crying? But and it's that type of a transition that takes place. It's like you slowly hides that person, like in Get Out, right? That they're stuck inside here and they can't even get out anymore. The same as in the feed. Same type of thing. Someone needs to mass produce the money. So I don't know if this switch from, you know, it's Nasara to Jasara, right? That this switch, maybe it's in our best interest. Or maybe it is so that we are going to be tracked fully in the system. Kaze says, the metallic strips also alert authorities in close proximities if you have more than 10,000. That is fucked up. That is imagine we can't have our own money without being tracked. What is it, $3,000 now or something sends a flag to the government if you take it out of your bank account, like they know. Since when? When did we give this government permission to do everything in our lives, to control every aspect of it? We're supposed to be in control. But over this time, we've been so conditioned to think that they're gods. They're all fucking pieces of shit. All of them. Every last one of them. This shit just needs to stop. It just needs to stop. And the only way I really see any beneficial outcome is when we start linking up in our minds, that we start connecting that way and changing this without doubt, without fear. Because if we're allowing the fear or the doubt in, we can't transmute the actual intentions that we have, the energy that we need to change this place. I've needed a friend and they didn't really care to listen. Like, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. So what's the plan? Am I making a plan to protect myself and my family? I mean, I'm always working on some kind of a plan. I'm gonna survive. So, you know, my plan, maybe what I had a couple years ago, has changed now. You know, how are we gonna survive? We're not gonna be able to do it alone. I don't believe we're gonna be able to do it alone. We're gonna have to come together. We're gonna have to figure out something. It's our consciousness that's linking this, right? It's our intentions. It's our energy that's changing this system, or it's going along with it. And this mind control shit, like, what would happen if all of us decided for a week's time, and I mean all of us decided for a week's time, to walk away from social media and anything on the internet? I'm wondering how much that would change the actual algorithms, or how much it would actually change the system itself, because the energy wouldn't be feeding it. Like, if they just shut down Instagram for a month, what would the world do? Well, how would the world change? It has to have some kind of a change. Lights out in October. I would say that we're probably going to have some kind of an EMP or darkness, whether it's AI or quote unquote biblical, that something is going to take place. The days of darkness, I believe, are going to happen. We need a reset, but it's not going to, I don't think the reset's going to happen. I hate saying that. I'm not perceiving the reset happening by us being repetitious on saying that we need. Actually, I hate these devices. You have no idea. You have no fucking idea. I miss when people used to come and just knock on your door and be like, "Hi, you want to hang out? You want to talk? You want to do something?" I was talking about this earlier. No one ever does that anymore. You know, the radio show that I'm doing tomorrow. We were talking, you know, we were laying out our outline for the radio show, and the premise of it will be about the pedophilia, the child trafficking, the Vatican, and the connections right down into the families and stuff like that. But it just goes with everything else. Orgone energy. Sorry, I know I'm bouncing around, but you have no idea these frequencies I'm being killed with today over here. Like, it's crazy. Infuriating when you know that your energy is being controlled by outside forces. The symptoms of the vaccines. So there are, I believe there are symptoms of the vaccines, but the thing is like, this nanotechnology isn't a vaccine. It's in your ketchup. It's in the mustard. It's in our condiments. 7 years of darkness. I've heard that we're supposed to have, was it 3 years of calm and then 3 years of chaos? Vaccines gave my friend autism. Unfortunately, I'm so sorry. You know, there's so much thermosol, mercury, in the vaccines alone. There's a really good documentary, and I think it is actually called, like, Mercury Poisoning. This guy did it, and he had, he'd gotten a vaccine shot, and he didn't realize, sorry, I'm turning it this way, and he didn't realize that he was starting to experience a lot of health problems, and he didn't really realize that the health problems that he was experiencing, it's not working, that he was, bitch, fucking thing, you have no idea, that he was experiencing were actually from the mercury poisoning, that he was having a lot of problems from that, and in fact, it wound up making him immobile. And he did a really good documentary on it, and in there he talks about the thermosol, the mercury that's in the vaccines. And then when I was researching it further, there's one part, to give you an idea of the parts per billion, right? So one part per billion is one drop in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. There's two parts per billion in our water supply, and I believe it's like 50,000 parts per billion that's in vaccines. There's a story that's recirculating that I had seen a couple years ago about a family that had triplets. And the mom talks about how the triplets were so in love with each other, and they would always engage with each other and hold hands. And then they had vaccines, and on the same day, they all turned autistic and never looked at each other. It makes me so sad. And they never looked at each other again and never held hands again. And the, of course, the medical industry, the fucking corrupt medical industry, said it was this, and this. But when they had further tests done, they said there's absolutely no way in hell, or actually in hell it would happen, right, that all three would turn autistic on the same day. And you think about, you know, if you break a thermostat in your home, right, or you break one of those lights, they're supposed to have hazmat come in and clean all this shit up, but yet you're injecting that into a child, into us. Thank you. So sending you love, staying late, hate seeing you frustrated. I don't like feeling frustrated. It's so, it's that battle. Like when you know yourself, like I know it's not really me, that it's another force, but it's such a fucking struggle. It is such a struggle. Let's see. Hold on, I'm gonna come back here and read some of this. I went outside to re-energize. I don't want to be near people today because they're all like zombies. I can't, like, if I was in a wooded area, I would go outside. I went roller skating for like an hour and a half yesterday. That was pretty amazing. Everyone is closed up in their own little boxes. I think the boxes are being closed on people. Kaze says, their time is almost up. It's important to keep our minds and keep banging on the elites. They can no longer hide in their crimes. No, they can't. It's all, everything's coming to surface. I just hope we don't drown in what's coming up. Trump just announced that vaccines will be the answer. We're all going to be living in a hut in the woods because we're not getting this shit. Like, this is just insane. But I wonder how much of this is the controlled media, right? Like how, let's think of the advanced technology they have. So what is it? Red tie is real and the blue tie is the clone from something I read the other day. And I talked about this before because Mr. Dick Gregory had spoken often about there being two Trumps, and the red tie, I believe, is the real one, and the blue is the imposter. And the same with Pence, they're saying now. Red tie is real, blue's the imposter. I don't know if that's the way to actually tell, but you know, if our media is so controlled, who the fuck, like, imagine like seeing yourself on TV and watching something and being like, I didn't say that, I didn't do that, but because of the technology, they can make you say and do it. One big mind fuck is what it is. It really is. And this energy, this shit attacking is just unbelievable. I have a lot of people, I have a lot of messages to get to, and I suck at getting, so I'm not even gonna lie about that. But I have a lot of people that write me and say that they're targeted and that they can feel this every day, or they have, even when I was talking to someone earlier, I was on a phone call, and she's like, yesterday, she's like, I felt like I was being attacked all day long. She's like, it was so odd. Shit's real. You know, we're dealing with, we have invited military psychotronic weapons into our homes, into our lives that we hold every single day, and we feed every aspect of our energy and our life into. Everything. You know, when I was a kid, there's nothing new under the sun, so this technology isn't new, but when I was a kid, we didn't have this. Like, we didn't communicate this way. Our world weren't as controlled as they are now. We need to find a Doctor Who. I mean, they're killing everybody. They're fucking kill. They're killing everyone. They just murder them, and everyone's like, "Oh, they hung themselves from another doorknob." The fuck hangs themselves from a doorknob? Beach is full of zombies. I was in Maine the other day, and there were some cuckoo birds in the water with masks on. Literally with masks on. Wow, that went by fast. Was that an hour? That's no way. Was it really? Since I have a minute left. So, just to reiterate, I will be tomorrow, noontime, Broadcasters. I'm co-hosting a radio show. It's called Broadcasters. It'll be on FedBook Live, and it'll also be on 95.3 FM, and which is WSMN, 1590 AM. So those two stations I'll be on. We're going to be talking about pedophilia, the Vatican, these fucking demons. Oh, that time traveling. Dorian, we need to do a live. And the other thing, because I really want to do it too, is about time speeding up. How many people have noticed their food rotting fast, like right away, fast? Because it keeps happening over and over again. And my only logical thing is that time is speeding up, and this is why this shit is going bad. So, thank you. So we're going to be doing, Dorian and I, once we figure out our schedules, because we're both crazy busy, we're going to do a live. I wanted to do one with Kaze too. and get on there and talk. Kazay and I, every time we talk, we have these major downloads that come in, so those are always dope. My time is running out, so just be mindful of what's going on. Take care of yourself, and I don't know what else to say, because this shit sucks right now sometimes. Life's beautiful, but this shit's fucking annoying as hell. So, protect yourself. But what is it John Trudell said? Protect your spirit, because we're in a place where spirits get eaten. Make sure you're mindful of that. We are the batteries. They want our energy. Cut that shit off. Much love.
Heavily flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Productions.
On the wake up.